This week in tech, a few things going on. Fitbit, which I have a Fitbit, mm-hmm. and it tracks my steps. Sometimes I feel like it doesn't give me enough credit.
For all the work that you do?
Yeah. And I forget to move my hand. But now there's an update to the device.
Oh, okay.
You can set your daily goals, which you can do. You can change how many steps you want to take.
Yeah.
But and it will review your sleep history. But then you can also receive personalized recommended schedules.
How does that work?
If you have the willpower to listen to a device on your hand that tells you to go to bed, like for instance, we get up early, you wake up at 3:30, that you would have to go to bed around 7:30 to get your full 8 hours of sleep.
It's never going to happen.
If you listen, if it takes a Fitbit going, you should go to bed now, you'd be like, oh, okay. Listen. Like, get a little bit of willpower and self-control.
Do you not think, I have enough of people telling me what to do in my life. I don't need it at something else. In
One
there.
More thing.
Yeah, no thanks.
You should stop now.
Yeah, no thanks.
Also going on this week in tech, banks are switching to fingers, using your fingerprint to log on to things, which a lot of mobile banking already has. Amazon uses fingerprint technology as well.
Yeah.
Now they're even upping it. So right now you can get on with your fingerprint on Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo. I don't think I have Dell One down here.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they have fingerprints on their mobile app yet.
No.
But now for Wells Fargo, and this is only for accounts where you seem to be wiring millions of dollars. You can scan your eyes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So you would using your phone. This is all on their app. You scan their eyes and you can get on that way.
That's pretty cool.
Citigroup is doing it so that they'll do voice recognition technology, which would not be good for me because any man could then get on my phone.
Yeah, who's this dude?
Yeah. Who's the deep voice? That sounds like her. And then USAA does some facial recognition as well. So that's where we're headed. I'm not surprised because a lot of people with passwords and phone numbers, it's easy for hackers to get that information.
I know myself, and I think my Barclay card's the same thing. It's the thumbprint to log in.
Don't you think at some point that they'll be able to scan your phone and get the thumbprint that you're using?
I'm sure. I'm interested to see how this will work with the new edition of the iPhones because they're saying that the actual button is going to be part of the screen. So I'll be interested to see how they... combine those two things to work.
It'll just be a matter of time before hackers, instead of getting your email, which was so secure, and your phone number, which was so secure, they'll just be hacking your phone and getting your fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
And which I thought was funny, Mark Zuckerberg, he had celebrated Instagram's 500 million monthly active user.
Uh-huh.
He took a picture and held up an Instagram kind of sign thing. But then if you zoom in on the picture, he's got tape over the camera on his Mac.
And over the audio jack piece as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And do you do things thinking that people are watching you? Do you ever? Sometimes I'll be on my computer, not dressed. I'll be on my computer, not doing anything.
just
like to
dressed.
Take my clothes off. And I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this. This doesn't seem like a good idea.
Because it looks shady even if you're not doing anything.
Well, I don't care. I'm alone. What do I care what I do when I'm alone? My fear sometimes is that I'm not alone. And when I think I am. We'd love to hear from you this morning. If you want to send us pictures of you not dressed at your computer, you can tweet them.
No, thanks.
@PetchandAmy.